Welcome back to the conversation here on the Steve Gruber Show. If you ever miss an interview, please go to stevegruber.com, check the podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also listen live and follow the streaming live at stevegruber.com. If you ever get away from your radio and don't know what to do, go to your device. It'll help you out. My next guest is one of the few remaining Republican survivors in the wild in California. Congressman Tom McClintock represents California's 4th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I'm not wrong about that. I mean, you're one of the few surviving members of the Republican Party alive in the wild in California.
There are 53 congressional members from California. 7 of us are Republican.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with ballot harvesting, and we'll get to that at some point, but maybe not today. What I want to ask you about is simply this. I was with the president in the Oval Office here a couple of weeks ago talking to him. Impeachment came up, of course. I was also in Battle Creek, Michigan on Wednesday. The vote was taken while he was on stage, and he said, you know, not one Republican, not one, went across the aisle. And there's some Republicans that you could think, well, maybe they would. Fred Upton comes to mind from Michigan. He'd be a guy who, well, you know, maybe he's not as solidly behind Trump, not a big fan of Trump, I would say. But not one Republican in the end crossed over. 3 Democrats did on one of the votes, 4 on another. Just from where you sit, you've had a front row seat to a lot of this noise and nonsense. Tell me what this impeachment, what is it? Does it have any value anymore?
Well, I think what you just said is the heart of the issue. Impeachment should not be about whether you like or don't like the president. This was the fear that the founders had. This was all debated at great length during the Constitutional Convention. There was a group led by George Mason who wanted a very expansive provision for impeachment. They called it maladministration. That's essentially what the Democrats are now calling abuse of power, which is not a crime. It's something they made up. And it was James Madison who stood up and said, wait a second, maladministration? What the hell does that mean? That could mean anything.
Right.
And that would mean that impeachment could be used any time the House doesn't like the president.
That then
makes the president basically a minister of the Congress. That was exactly the opposite of what they were trying to accomplish. That's why they put very specific grounds, treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. The articles of impeachment don't charge treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. They make up two crimes that don't exist. Abuse of power, which is essentially exercising his lawful powers in a manner that Congress doesn't like, and obstruction of Congress. That is, he's going to court to protect the same doctrine of executive privilege that was first asserted by George Washington.
Right, well, and that's the whole point. So let me ask you this, because I think, Congressman, that this has nothing to do with the phone call on July 25th between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. I think it has everything to do with another phone call, a phone call received by Donald Trump on the 9th of November 2016 from Hillary Clinton when she conceded the election. That's the phone call this has to do with.
And within days of that phone call, you began seeing calls for the president's impeachment more than 2 months before he even took office to be impeached.
Yeah,
and they've been at it ever since. And that makes this a travesty. And the real danger is the separation of powers at the heart of our Constitution is what keeps us free. That's the dividing up of the powers so that the powers cannot be concentrated in any single branch. What these articles of impeachment do is basically throw the judiciary to the sidelines, define that Congress alone can define its own powers, and that the president serves at the pleasure of the Congress.
Which is not true.
He can be impeached any time we don't like him. And that is exactly what the founders did not want to happen.
So here's my next question. Congressman Tom McClintock here from California with us. Congressman, my next question is this. Nancy Pelosi giving the indication now that she's going to sit on these articles of impeachment, not sending over. So it's like a hard censure if she doesn't send it over. And my question to you, in your opinion of the Constitution, I've got it in my hand here, and it says the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, which means they get to try this, because it says they get to try all impeachments, not just some, not just the ones the House thinks they should try. But if she sits on this, is that constitutional, or is she violating her oath of office and violating the Constitution if she tries to play some game and not send over the articles that they voted on?
Close call on that. The House has the sole authority to determine its own rules. On the other hand, the Congress is the Constitution is very clear, as you point out. Once the House impeaches, then the Senate has the responsibility to try the case. An impeachment is like an indictment. Holding it up like this unilaterally, I think, is getting into very murky ground. But it, but the reason that she's holding it up is very clearly wrong. You look at the process in the House. They trampled all of the due process rights that are enshrined in our Bill of Rights. In this country, you have the right to be protected against hearsay evidence, better known as gossip. You have the right to the presumption of innocence. You have the right to confront your accuser. You have the right to determine what witnesses you're going to call. The prosecutor doesn't get to tell you what witnesses you can call. All of these, and you've got the right to appeal to the courts to enforce these rights. All of these have been trampled by the left.
Absolutely.
And if these doctrines sound familiar, they're the same doctrines that have been used in Title IX prosecutions of college students, where they're not allowed to confront their accuser. They're not allowed to produce evidence and witnesses.
They get thrown out of college and there's no recourse, right? I mean, they get
and
railroaded.
The litany of injustices from these doctrines is already appalling. They've now applied this to the impeachment process in the House, and now the House is trying to dictate to the Senate what these same doctrines will apply. That is truly appalling. And one thing that's very clear in the Constitution is the House gets to write its rules, but the Senate gets to write its own rules, and the House has no say in that. But I think the senators should all be up against.
Congressman Tom McClintock, a real pleasure. Great to have you on the program. Nice to know there are sensible people still living in California. Good to find you. And I appreciate you taking the time to be here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Again, if you want to find out more, it's stevegruber.com. You can listen to this interview, share it with your friends, say, hey, California's not lost. We've got Tom McClintock and other great people out there still. We'll be back right after this.